Oh, guys, this brief episode of interviews on campus is a gift that keeps on giving. Just a few seconds later, after I recorded the previous episode, another student said something unrelated to the main topic of this interview, of this episode, but very important for me, for my own reasons. When he was asked, what charity do you consider donating to? He said, education, I regularly donate to my school, blah, blah, blah. Why? Because I think education is important for everyone and we must improve the quality and quantity of education. So if we pump more money into education, we produce better students, we teach students better, make them better prepared for life if we pump more money into education. You can see, well, no, let it be a question. Can you see a failure in his train of thought? Why does he imply, like, absolutely it's sunset and clear as day, it is rain and snow, it's as obvious for him as ordinary phenomena of nature that money automatically translate into the quality of the product. If we have a structure, well, societal organization, if you have an organization that produces something, say education, then this organization translates money into education. We need to put more money on into its input in order to get more from its output. I can see how silly it is. Can you? And for him, for a normal, random, liberally minded student, it is not silly, it is as natural as day. That we just need more money and nothing else. But not necessarily nothing else, but this level, this perception of automation, this perception of social machinery is always capable to translate money into whatever product he desires. Wow. I think we need to talk about the theory of value once again and many more times again. We need to keep talking about economics, about the fundamental theory of value upon which the rest of our economy theories rest. Because I insist his failure to think properly about education as a market agent stems from his complete misunderstanding of the value of things. So he does not, he's not using it. From his early childhood, he is indoctrinated into economics. That is baseless. It is not based upon any workable, actionable theory of value. And it creates this paradox, this belief
into money as the source of value of things, as if money have any substance that can be converted into education in this case, whereas money are a tool of exchange of value. The value of money is purely symbolic. You cannot pump it into something and expect automatic translation. It is conditioned by very, very many other variables that give value to the money. And he does not understand it. He thinks money is enough. For him, money are valued unconditionally. He never pauses his train of thought, to give this, to make this consideration that perhaps there are conditions only under which money have any value. And this is how Keynesianism is born. Let's give everybody money and everybody is going to be wealthy, more educated. So these people, these millions of liberally minded, overeducated morons, they believe in giving money because they don't understand physical value of commodities in economics. And they don't understand it because the modern economy theory, like, purposefully removes any physical meaning from the commodities they are theorizing about. So physical, modern economy theories, all of them at once, lack any physical meaning. They speak about commodities as numbers, and similarly they speak about money, and this confusion translates into these moronic statements about pumping money in for improvement.